Well, around this time of year, when children across the country are heading back to school, the question of how we teach the next generation always seems to come up. One subset of students we need to think about are gifted children, who are able to learn and grasp complex ideas quicker than their peers. To discuss how we identify gifted children and support them in learning, I'm joined by Robin Ewing, Professor of Teacher Education and Arts at the University of Sydney. Professor Ewing, welcome to The Daily.
Thank you very much.
So what do we actually mean when we say, call someone a gifted child?
Well, I think that's a really good question because, you know, those people who particularly focus on gifted children often, you know, talk about a particular level above what they call, you know, a norm or something like that. But sometimes that's defined, you know, as the top 10% or you know, that kind of benchmark. But in actual fact, it's really very hard, you know, to draw a line under it, and certainly to draw a line under it in different areas, because, you know, while, you know, that might be easier to define if a child has intellectually gifted, it might be much more difficult to make that judgment if it's in, you know, a particular area like dancing or leadership or in terms of interpersonal skills.
And do you think that uncertainty leads to the sort of uncertainty in figuring out how to teach these kids?
Well, yes, I think it can lead to that, and I think also it can lead to difficulties in identifying children who are particularly outstanding. It can also be hard because even though a child might be gifted in particular areas, they, you know, may also have other needs, that, and sometimes they might have disabilities, they might have other emotional needs, etc. So it's sort of not something that, you know, necessarily goes across the board in terms of how they're learning.
And can it be difficult for a teacher to actually teach a gifted child, especially if the child is moving at a quicker pace than his or her peers?
Well, I think what we hope is that teachers will teach in a way that meets the needs of the range of children that they're working with. So, you know, yes, to meet the needs of a child who is learning very quickly and moving very quickly, but also they need to meet the needs of a child who needs more time to learn. They need to meet the needs of children who have a disability or a disorder as well. So I think the role of the teacher is very challenging in terms of trying to structure their teaching and learning activities to meet the needs of every child.
And how equipped do you think our schools here at the moment are to deal with these kids and help them a lot?
Well, again, I think it's really hard to sort of talk about schools generally. There are some schools who are really well equipped and who really provide, you know, additional professional learning for teachers and the kinds of resources that are needed, additional staffing, etc. And there are other schools, you know, who find it really difficult to meet the needs of the diverse needs of the children that they're working with. So I think the other thing that's really important is that teachers need to have ongoing professional learning to help them meet the needs. As we've said, you know, children can be outstanding or exceptional in different ways. And so, you know, once children are identified and have a particular area that needs to be addressed, then we need to support teachers in terms of helping them program and plan so that all the children in the class are motivated and excited about learning and about school and about working with each other.
And in terms of the children themselves, do you think there's a lot of pressure placed on a particular child when they're told that they might be gifted?
Well, I think sometimes any label can put pressure on children. It can put pressure on parents as well. So I think we have to be careful that we, one, don't stereotype what gifted means. And I think we also have to be careful that we don't allow ourselves to have very narrow or limited expectations about what that might mean or how it might manifest.
Yeah, and for the parents out there, what do you think they can be doing if they think their child might be gifted and might need a differing sort of schooling experience?
Well, I think families, parents, caregivers might be the first, you know, to feel that their child is showing exceptional ability or skill in some domain or particular area. I guess they need to, you know, talk with their teacher, talk with educational psychologists, people who are experts in this area. But sort of, again, some parents do have the resources, you know, to do that. And sometimes children who are living in disadvantaged areas or are at risk in some other way might not have, you know, parents who have opportunities to do that. So I think that's why the role of the school and educational psychologists, school counsellors, etc., can be very important.
Professor Ewing, thanks so much for joining us here on The Daily this morning.
Hope that's been helpful. Thank you.